Law enforcement responds under a lot of scrutiny in Uvalde, Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If this timeline was truly an hour, it's unacceptable.
Mayor Don McLaughlin has a revised school shooting timeline, raises more questions. The gunman who murdered 19 kids and two teachers got in unobstructed, perhaps through an unlocked door.
Investigators also say that it was at this point during the first few minutes that he was inside the school where most of the shots were fired. Now, Texas DPS also cleared up there was not an armed school police officer on campus as they had previously reported. 4 minutes after the shooter got inside, police entered but were immediately shot at. So they sort of backed off, called backup, all law enforcement in the area to help and respond. They say it was then an hour later where Border Patrol officers arrived, eventually shooting and killing the suspect.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. Irma Garcia was one of the teachers killed. Yesterday, her husband Joe died of a heart attack. They had four kids. A GoFundMe set up for them has raised $1.82 million. President Biden and Democrats again demand stricter gun laws. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says he can only do so much with executive action.
But the president, again, cannot solve this problem alone. He needs Congress to do its job and to act.
It's unclear what gun safety measures can pass Congress, though bipartisan groups of senators are discussing possible legislation dealing with mental health and expanded background check requirements.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A house blew up last night in a Philadelphia suburb, killing four people. Two others may be missing, two more injured. The blast took out another house next door.
Two homes were flattened. Several others were damaged. The explosion could be heard. It could be seen for miles. The concussion of the blast blew out car windows and home windows in the area.
Chris O'Connell with Fox 29 TV in Pottstown. Russia keeps bombarding the eastern part of Ukraine, claiming they've taken back control of another town. Ukraine's foreign minister is pleading for weapons to be sent in. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Days after the massacre in Uvalde, Texas, led to renewed Democrat demands for stricter gun laws, the NRA is about to hold a convention in Houston.
Canceling the NRA convention would open up the city to legal issues. That from Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner to anti-gun groups who question gun rights. After 19 children and two teachers were gunned down in Uvalde this week.
Why did this happen? How did this happen?
Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick.
Everything is anti-everyone. Where are we as a nation? We have people in this country that want to pull us away from God.
Patrick, Governor Greg Abbott, and Senator Ted Cruz haven't said whether or not they're still going to the NRA convention where former President Donald Trump is set to speak today. Though for security, guns won't be allowed at the forum during his address. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
2 days after North Korea launched more missiles in a 17th test this year amid a nuclear standoff with the U.S., China and Russia block new sanctions at the U.N. Security Council on North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield's not happy.
These tests are dangerous. They are destabilizing, and they are a clear violation of multiple Security Council resolutions and seek to undermine the global nonproliferation regime.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising in what's been a big rebound this week. After an eight-week sell-off, the Dow's gone up 5 trading days in a row. It's up more than 4% this week. The Golden State Warriors are going back to the NBA Finals.
Wiggins!
Steph Curry and the Warriors beat the Dallas Mavericks 120-110 in Game 5 to win the West on TNT. It's Golden State's 6th trip to the finals in 8 years. On the ice, the Edmonton Oilers beat Calgary in overtime 5-4 to advance to the NHL Western Conference Final. Carolina beat the New York Rangers 3-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.